Red Hat's evolution. How a subsidiary became an AI powerhouse. Mark Venus 6 Minute Red. Just now, Red Hat's recent momentum highlights how open source innovation, paired with disciplined execution, can redefine how enterprises adopt and scale AI. Best known for Red Hat Enterprise Linux and OpenShift, it's Kubernetes-based hybrid cloud platform that enables organizations to build, deploy, and manage containerized applications across environments. The company has evolved into a key player in enterprise AI strategy. Its progress reflects a pragmatic approach to innovation, a strong engineering culture, and a careful balance between its independent ethos and IBM's global resources. More broadly, Red Hat is building a foundational platform to fuel the next wave of AI model and agent development and utilization in enterprise and cloud data centers. Foundation rooted in freedom and control. Red Hat's strategy revolves around what it calls a trusted, consistent, and comprehensive foundation for hybrid cloud and AI. Its core proposition is simple yet powerful. Enterprises should be able to build, deploy, and manage AI applications anywhere across data centers, public clouds, and the edge without vendor lock-in. At the heart of this is Red Hat OpenShift AI, a platform that bridges traditional IT operations with AI model development. It supports hybrid and multi-cloud deployments and runs on any accelerator, from NVIDIA GPUs to emerging alternatives such as AMD Instinct and Google TPUs. Jeff DeMoss, Director of Product Management at Red Hat, framed the strategy during a recent analyst webinar. To move AI into true enterprise production, customers need efficient models aligned to use cases they care about and the freedom to run their AI anywhere. That freedom is supported by a hardware-agnostic inference platform built on open technologies such as vLLM, LLM Compressor, and Llama Stack, each of which enables organizations to scale AI workloads efficiently and cost-effectively. IBM's best acquisition story in decades. Few predicted that IBM, a company with mixed track record of integrating major acquisitions, would manage Red Hat so deftly. Yet, 5 years after the acquisition, Red Hat's revenue has doubled. Its employee base has grown beyond 20,000, and its culture remains intact. On a recent TechStack podcast, Red Hat Senior Director of Market Insights, Stu Miniman, described why the partnership worked. We're a wholly owned subsidiary of IBM, but we're still very much Red Hat. Our benefits, systems, and even internal culture remain independent. IBM is our most important partner, but we operate separately. Miniman credits IBM CEO Arvind Krishna, who architected the 2019 acquisition. We're protecting Red Hat's autonomy. They put Arvind in as CEO because he made the acquisition, and he wanted to make sure it succeeded. IBM didn't interfere. They let Red Hat do what it does best. This independence has enabled Red Hat to move quickly in fast-evolving markets like hybrid cloud orchestration and enterprise AI, while still benefiting from IBM's research and enterprise relationships. As Miniman put it, IBM's history with open source goes back decades, but Red Hat still feels special inside. That's what they preserved. From virtualization to AI infrastructure, Red Hat's evolution from virtualization pioneer to AI platform leader is rooted in its engineering DNA. The company's early work on KVM hypervisors, OpenStack, and OpenShift virtualization paved the way for its modern AI approach. How Red Hat is reinventing Linux and virtualization for the AI era. How Red Hat is reinventing Linux and virtualization for the AI era. Miniman traced that lineage clearly. What we built with KVM and OpenStack set the stage for how we think about AI today. Consistent infrastructure that scales across hybrid environments. Today, OpenShift AI extends that model to support generative and agentic AI workloads at scale. The platform leverages distributed inference frameworks and model-as-a-service capabilities to enable enterprise IT teams to become internal AI providers. Instead of paying per token to cloud providers, organizations can now host models internally, route workloads intelligently, and manage GPU resources through GPU-as-a-service orchestration. Making AI work for developers beyond infrastructure, Red Hat is investing heavily in productivity. Red Hat Developer Lightspeed, launched last month, integrates AI assistance directly into developer tools to accelerate modernization efforts. As Red Hat Senior Director of Product Management, James Labaki, explained, "The future of AI isn't just about better models. It's about putting intelligent assistance directly into developers' hands. Red Hat developer Lightspeed empowers teams to modernize applications faster while maintaining operational standards. Lightspeed works alongside Red Hat's Migration Toolkit for Applications 8, automating replatforming to OpenShift while offering AI-driven refactoring suggestions. The result is a seamless bridge between legacy workloads and modern AI-native architectures. Optimizing the data center for AI, Red Hat's partnership with NVIDIA illustrates how it plans to keep data centers AI-ready. The company recently announced support for Red Hat OpenShift on NVIDIA BlueField DPUs, enabling faster, more secure processing by offloading networking and storage functions from CPUs to Red Hat VP of AI and Infrastructure, Ryan King. Summed it up, as the adoption of generative and agentic AI grows, the demand for advanced security and performance in data centers has never been higher. Our collaboration with NVIDIA gives customers a more reliable, secure, and high-performance platform. This approach creates a clear value chain. Red Hat provides a software foundation, NVIDIA provides hardware acceleration, and enterprises get optimized performance and security for AI workloads without sacrificing hybrid flexibility. Building a responsible AI framework as AI adoption accelerates, Red Hat is grounding its innovations in governance and trust. The company's AI guardrails framework provides customizable moderation layers between users and generative AI systems. Features like bias and drift detection, LM evaluation, and telemetry APIs ensure transparency and explainability. Jeff DeMoss described the intent succinctly. Our goal isn't just accelerate AI, it's to operationalize it responsibly. Enterprises need trust, safety, and explainability built in from day one. Open source advantage in enterprise AI in a market increasingly defined by proprietary cloud AI platforms. Red Hat's open source ethos gives a unique edge. The company's philosophy, any model, any hardware, any cloud, resonates with enterprises wary of vendor lock-in. Red Hat's collaboration with Cisco further strengthens that vision. As Cisco Shiva Shivakumar observed during the joint webinar, we're transitioning from a virtualization-dominated era to an AI-dominated one, and Red Hat gives us the hybrid architecture to make that possible. With AI reshaping the data center, Red Hat's platform-first strategy puts it in a strong position against both hyperscalers and legacy infrastructure vendors. The integration of open-source technologies, strong developer engagement, and responsible AI practices ensures relevance across the enterprise, government, and telco sectors. Hidden power player in enterprise AI Red Hat trajectory since joining IBM proves that cultural integrity and technical openness can coexist with scale. The company has evolved from being Linux's commercial champion to becoming one of the most credible AI infrastructure players in the enterprise world. It is not chasing the model wars. It is building the foundation beneath them. By enabling organizations to operationalize AI on their own terms, securely, efficiently, and transparently, Red Hat has positioned itself as a quiet but formidable leader in the next phase of the AI-driven data center revolution. Reproduced with permission. Published initially on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Needle Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast team featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via The Technologists of Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check Podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen. Written by Mark Vina, 91 followers, 162 following CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research. I write about disruptive technology, no responses yet. Recommended from Medium, what are your thoughts? In by Flutter Kevin Chisholm, what's new in Flutter 3.38? Write less, see more. Build faster, you have no idea how screwed OpenAI is an exhaustive overview of the situation. Alberto Romero in by Entrepreneurship Handbook, Joe Procopio AI porn is here. And we're all pretending it'll be fine. Sam Altman has decided that 5 years is enough of a head start for the porn. Life's too short to hate yourself. We're only given one shot at being who we are, so we might as well learn to do it with love. I knew how to let go long before I met you. I just never wanted to do. For I wanted you to stay. I wanted to hold you forever. I never intended of holding you just T. Architecture patterns that actually scale in 2025. The only. Last month, a company I advised shut down. Janelle Haven Diaries, the Atomic Architect,